49 of the NLSC podcast. This is lucky 49, because if 7's lucky, then 49, 7 times 7, it's got to be extra lucky. Shannon Anderson, he's our guy this week. I'm stumbling over the intro, but we will soldier on. I'm Andrew, joined as always by Ben Arcane.
Hello.
And John, Jiao Ming.
I actually really just went scrambling for my calculator to do 7 times 7. I'm not awake yet.
Well, you know.
No, it's not.
There's an indictment to the American education system right there.
Well, I normally reach for the calculator, so there's a good chance I could be wrong. But, you know, if high school maths taught me anything, it was to reach for a calculator, yeah. No matter how easy the equation or arithmetic. So, well done, Australian education system as well. But this is episode number 49 of the NLSC podcast. Once again, I am still waiting for my copy of NBA 2K14. I refused to pay any more money for the Steam version, although it came very close. It came very close, and I'll explain why I didn't shell out any more money further on in the show. But I guess once again, you'll be hearing John's pleasant voice talking about the game and us questioning him, grilling him, if you will, with questions about the game.
Bring it on.
But before we get to that, I suppose we'll cover the NBA Live 14 news for the week. A couple of tidbits this week. There was an article. Well, it wasn't actually posted. It was on the UK site. Heights Home found it on the UK EA Sports website for NBA Live. It has since been taken down, so I guess they were alerted to it and realized it wasn't meant to go live because they haven't promoted it. It wasn't on the US side or anything, but
on Twitter.
Basically talked on Twitter, yeah. Hashtag not there. But yes, it talked about player motion in the game and mentioned a few interesting tidbits there. And Yeah. I was about to recap it and I want to throw it to you guys, but I don't have it up in front of me. John, your thoughts, first of all?
They keep throwing around this 1,000 animations thing. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I don't know if it bothers me or what, just because there's no context to it. We have 1,000 new animations. And it's like, okay, so are you using, you know, the animations we saw on Live 13? Are we using animations from Live 10? Like, where are these other animations coming from that you have 1,000 that you're adding to?
I guess it's last year. I mean, the animations were so criticized in the leaked videos. Are they saying, sort of hinting at that and saying, those 1,000, we've got 1,000 more since last year? Because, I mean, they delayed last year. Well, they canceled last year's game to polish up to release it this year. So I guess that's, yeah, what they're talking about, I suppose.
I guess so. I mean, the control of players' momentum, the system includes low speed turns, jogging turns, sprinting turns, strafing turns, aggressive on ball defense animations. Like, I don't know. It just, when you have current Gen 2K saying, you know, claiming 300 or 3,500 new animations, and then we hear that the next gen Live has 1,000 new animations on top of a game, if you're going off of Live 10, we can all attest to Live 10 showing the same dunk animation over and over and over and over again. And
I must admit, like, I interpret it as 1,000 new animations for the locomotion stuff.
Okay.
So that's the way I interpreted it.
Fair call.
If that's the case, then fantastic.
Because if they were just adding 1,000 new animations entirely into a new game, it's a little bit weak. I mean, they've already stated that they can go 10 times the amount, or 4 to 10 times the amount than previously in that, and that was just a starting point from memory. So, from what I interpreted, it was just generally from the locomotion in itself.
That's a fair point, and certainly makes sense, unless it's just 1,000 new animations on the shoelaces, which we know will definitely appease people. But I mean, I guess it lacks context and clarification because it has been taken down, presumably went live on the UK site before it was supposed to, because they've gotten a bit quiet again, which is strange because the release date's very getting a lot closer. We're under 50 days.
Yeah.
And indeed, 2K are not saying a lot either. So, I mean, they've just got a game out, naturally, that I suppose they don't want to say too much about current gen. We talked last week. You mentioned, John, they did the next gen trailer just before they released the current gen game.
And so, I love is that it's not just the next gen trailer. That's the next gen commercial. It's not just the next gen commercial. That is the NBA 2K13 commercial, period. That's the commercial that's on TV promoting the game here, at least here in the U.S. So the next gen thing that we saw last week is what they've been running all week
it's
on
a TV spot. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, and that they're using that for the current gen too, I believe.
Oh, okay. Enjoy these graphics, suckers.
I mean, again, why would you, you know, make a commercial, a TV spot commercial for the current gen game when you have the next one there? But I don't know. It just seems like it's a pretty early spot for that when you haven't really told us much about the next gen game.
Yeah. Yeah, and neither of them are really saying that much. And, you know, we've been saying it for a while. Surely it's got to be soon. Surely end of September. And now we're almost halfway through October. But yep. Surely they've got to... Let's one more time for good luck. Surely they've got to start talking about it soon.
Well, we did find out something. Unfortunately.
We did find out. Yeah, there was also an interview with Gaming Bolt, with Senior Creative Director Gary Patterson, mentioned, touched on a lot of the usual things, why they went next-gen only, the relationship with, or the partnership rather, with Synergy Sports, the 1,000 new animations, all that fun stuff, but did also confirm that there's no FIBA teams in the game, no international teams this year, so I'm guessing the license has expired. And wasn't renewed, or presumably to focus on other things. They are bringing the Legends back, so maybe that's where the money's gone this year.
Well, what I love is that the Legends, that hasn't been, well, it has been confirmed on that Twitter Q&A.
Yeah.
But it's so just meh, because I don't know. When I think of game development and just looking at the files, all it is just kind of reskinning the NBA teams, but with FIBA stuff. And then you have the ESPN crew just, you know, record a couple extra lines. They didn't have anything special. And I don't know, they could have done, I mean, at the same time, they could have done so much with it if they integrated it into Rising Star mode or the Dynasty mode and all that fun stuff.
Well, they did have the standalone tournament, and I think they had the right dimensions, didn't they, on the court?
Yes, yeah.
Or was
now they're all NBA dimensions anyway.
Yeah.
So...
Oh no, the three point line still technically I think 8 inches short or something like that.
It's a full circle around. It's not it doesn't have those things on the edges like the NBA court does, the straight lines.
Straight line, yeah.
I don't know. It's
you look at EuroLeague in 2K14. I mean, as much as people were excited about it, I also saw in the forums people were saying, "What, you know?
This is it. Why would they even include it?" Well, there's a lot of EuroLeague fans that are happy to have their team in the game. It's the same reason why the retro teams in. I mean, you got to think about it from a non-modding standpoint. What the hell does retro teams add? Oh, well, I could play with Allen Iverson against, you know, a current team, and that's not that fun.
Yeah. But current gen NBA.
The Iverson fans absolutely love that crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I still love running with Run TMC every once in a while. I still like playing with the 94 Rockets it was with Olajuwon. I love playing with that team every once in a while. It's fun little breaks from just the current NBA. And it's what actually made NBA Live kind of it prevented it from getting stale for me when I played it a lot in Live 08 and Live 09 and a little bit in Live 10 in the past couple of years. Just switching it over to the national teams and having some fun.
Well, any bonus content is to the benefit of the game because it doesn't. People often say, "Oh, that they're spending all this time on this," but as you noted, it's pretty much reskinning the NBA teams. It's not like it's like, well, what can we add? A brand new physics engine this year, or the EuroLeague teams. Got to go with the EuroLeague teams. It's not like they've made that kind of call. And I think a lot of people seem to believe that that's the case. So yeah, it's bonus content. You can't go wrong.
Exactly.
I guess it's just disappointing because it makes it really feel like it's more of a bare bones release.
Yeah.
And it, you know,
at least as far as that's concerned.
I mean, I don't know. I was looking forward to it. And if I did that prediction series and half my predictions for NBA Live was they're going to have FIBA integration in all of these different modes and it's going to be completely FIBA based around because we have the Olympics coming up and all that, but no. We get nothing.
Yeah. we get, well, I mean, they have added Rising Star and presumably Dynasty is going to be there. So I mean, at least they're not going to repeat the fiasco with NBA Live 06 on the 360 that had not even a dynasty mode, no All-Star Weekend.
Hopefully not.
just a season mode. Well, it sounds like they keep alluding to more modes, so...
I don't know. Yeah. It just... You think about that, though. Aren't the Olympics, the Winter Olympics with basketball, isn't that... the Summer Olympics with basketball. Isn't that this coming...
No.
That was 2012. It'll be 2016 the next one.
Yep.
What's this? Is it World Championships this summer, then?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be it, yeah. World Championships, yeah.
So, I mean, still... So,
yeah, there's a hook right there, yeah, absolutely. But I guess if the license was too expensive, they thought maybe the telemetry data from the older games, people weren't using them as much or enough to justify the costs.
That's a lot of game on the new consoles, and there's not going to be that big of an install base, even though it sounds like we're going to be the fastest... The PS4 is going to be the fastest released console with, like, 1.5 million units within the first month or something like that. Something crazy like that they're talking about.
Yeah, the pre-order numbers are already over 1.5 mil.
And the Wii is the current leader the PS2 is the current leader with just over a million or something like that. It's going to be an install base that's going to be impressive, but not impressive enough, I guess, for that kind of stuff to be in this year's game. Which, I mean, you know, great. Hopefully they get their foot in the door and, you know, they get the solid foundation they've always been clamoring for this generation.
Yeah.
But it took some of the wind out of my hype sail, I guess, for Live 14.
Now, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, I can take it or leave it, but how about you, Ben? Do you play with them all that much, the FIBA teams?
I did in with the Australian team in that.
with that crappy-looking Paddy Mills.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, all the players look pretty crappy.
Bogut kind of looked pretty...
Well, they were actually able to get the likeness of Bogut, obviously, because he'd been around for a while.
He's in the game, yeah.
So yeah,
it was, hey, it's in the game. Yeah.
So, kind of, pretty disappointed about it. I mean, I would have liked to see, especially like a next gen version, but I guess our uniforms anyway are pretty craptacular anyway. So, not missing out on too much. And I mean, it'd be good to play with, you know, Dante Exum, Ben Simmons, Patty Mills, Bogut, Dellavedova. Yep. So yeah, and we have Jeebus on our team. What's his name? I don't know if you've seen that meme.
No, I haven't.
Okay, I have to grab that meme for you.
See, what would have secured it is if Kyrie Irving had decided to play for the Australian team.
Oh, yeah.
If he decided to play for the Boomers and the cover player, that's when we would have got FIBA teams.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's obscure. No, that we only think about that in Australia because we can actually claim that he's Australian.
He's ours, damn it.
It says right there, born in Melbourne. Not Melbourne, Florida. Not Melbourne, Melbourne. So, but yes. So, yeah, that was kind of disappointing. Everything else, though, I guess it's pretty much what we've been hearing for the last few months. And, yeah, well, one more time for good luck. Hopefully news will be coming soon because we've heard the same details of quite a few times now.
I can't watch the new trailer right after we end recording.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, but... Well, then we get to laugh at ourselves, so win-win, I suppose. But any other thoughts on the Live 14 stuff, or are we going to grill John for his...
I've just sent you that meme, by the way. I bet sent you both the meme.
I don't know. It's... I just want to get that ball in Live 14. Something about that ball in that trailer looked absolutely amazing to me. Of all the things I saw, the finger animation, the facial animation, I want that ball.
I demand the double dribble animation from the cover announcement.
And I'll take those next gen kicks.
Yep, we're focused on the good stuff here on the NLSC podcast. So, any more thoughts?
All substance.
Stream mod.
No flash. All substance. Yeah. Is that all for Live 14? Any other news that I've missed? I think there's just been those two little tidbits from the last week.
Yeah, those two articles. That's really about it.
Yep. Well, stay tuned for next week's podcast when we talk in the 50th podcast when we talk about all the news that came out the day after we finished recording this.
The minute, give us credit.
Bonus edition, 5 minutes at the end. But... as I said at the top of the show, I still don't have 2K14. I'm waiting on a pre-order that I thought I'll be a savvy customer. I'll save some bucks. I'll order from my favorite store, which usually comes through. Unfortunately, this time, a little bit slower. I was looking forward to it because I did get GTA 5 to me a week after it came out in the States and here as well. So I was thinking, oh, well, it's not going to be too bad. But here I am still playing NBA 2K13 to... So make sure that's fresh in my mind when I'm doing my impressions for 2K14. And Ben, you said last week that you're skipping current gen for 2K14?
Yeah, it's yep. No point.
So, well, there's a great point. Advertisement right there. Hashtag no point.
Well.
So, the mantle falls to John, I suppose.
I'm so glad I decided to, do the podcast this week, because you guys would be completely boned if I didn't.
pretty much.
Okay, so...
Well, sorry, what I would have done if you had made it, I would have got it on Steam. The reason I haven't shelled it out on Steam is I recently bought a new hard drive and finally upgraded to Windows 7. Because they're ending support for XP next year, and I've been clinging to that for way too long. So got my Windows 7 64-bit all set up, installing all my programs, which I do for customers all the time. I do repair computers, and for those who don't know, and that does sometimes mean reinstalling Windows. But my customers generally don't have as many gigs of stuff that I do, or the amount of games that I do, so it's been a bit of a task. But naturally, I ran into the issue with 2K13, with the CD key. It's a tight count. Yep. And 2K support is showing that great communication skills that 2K have still yet to get back to me about the whole thing. So I saw 2K13 on sale on Steam. It was half price off the entire 2K catalog, except 2K14, ironically. So I thought, you know what? I got 2K13 really cheap last year, the disc version. Waited again for a couple of weeks. Yeah, we can see a pattern emerging here.
Andrew!
So I shelled out the $15 and got to get 2K13, so I don't want to give him any more for 2K14, but it came close.
Okay, I was curious about that, because on Steam it tells you what your friends buy.
Yeah.
And it says recently purchased, begs, NBA 2K13. Yep. I'm like,
why?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, that's why, because I'm like, you know what? Just in case they don't get back to me with the key, and it's been a week now, and they haven't. So, who knows what's going to happen there. So I'm like, well... I'll probably want to go back and play my career or something, or patch it, just, or if it turns out I hate 2K14.
You're not.
that's what you say now. But so whatever, it was half price, so I got it just so I could play it on Steam. And so that's what I've been playing when everyone else has been playing 2K14, including yourself, John. So last week you played one game, and then or a couple of games, I think, and then you were playing while we were recording. You've been playing it and modding it and doing all the fun stuff that I haven't been doing. So what are your impressions after a week or so with the game?
Enjoying the hell out of it. I've done, let's see here.
Some money well spent on 2K13 for me. On
no, it's not. I can't believe I'm surprised to hear you actually say that. I was going to ask, but I was like, you know what? No, something probably happened. Just don't worry about it, John. Maybe I was thinking about the installation thing. Maybe it just shows up as a new game because of the support thing, but... Wow.
Yeah.
And here I am, not willing to save $8 waiting 3 hours for the Steam release.
Yeah.
It's either pay 30 and drive a half hour over to the nearest GameStop, or spend $22.50 or whatever it was on Green Man Gaming and get it on Steam.
Yeah.
But I have to wait till 1 PM. the game has been great. I've been playing I'm doing a Midnight Ballers playoff series on my YouTube channel that I've played 3 games of, which is playing the game on casual settings and just going arcadey and completely nutso with it. And
sleeved jerseys everywhere. Very nice.
Sleeved uniforms everywhere. Come on, get on my level. And
get on the trolley, people.
And then I'm actually doing a personal, not for YouTube, association, which is a 14-game association, 3-minute quarters with the Celtics, and I just finished up the All-Star Weekend on that.
Dunk Hero.
Indeed it was. So let's start with the arcadey stuff, I guess. It's fun. It's balanced. Blocks are back. The video I just uploaded right as I was doing this, the Bulls versus Nets, had a lot of huge blocks. And we're not, it's not just regular, like, oh, that's a nice block. I mean, these are the blocks from, like, 2K11 where they went skyrocketing out into the crowd. And they were, like, with the legitimate wind-ups and smacking the ball. And it was just fantastic. And it actually got me out of my seat. And I absolutely so happy that blocks are back. So it still plays as a really fun arcade gamey kind of game. But let me try to think of the best way to put this. Simulation-wise, playing with default sliders and all that fun, it's still a really fun and good game, but I'm actually using the roster update that lost the coach profiles.
Okay, I was going to ask that, yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, tough shit. I've got a family.
Cha-ching!
Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you.
Thank you, John.
I think Leftos would be a little bit jealous.
Leftos would be a little bit jealous. But no, default-wise, the game still plays very well. Missing the coach profiles, I think it's screwing up some of the defensive AI in terms of helping. I've found that people are just ridiculously left open. And what's actually happening is if the ball is put down onto the corner by the computer, and then the computer also has someone on the wing on that same side of the court next to the corner, the person guarding the ball will stay right up on their man. The center in the post will be guarded by my center behind them. But the person who's supposed to be guarding the wing will completely abandon that guy and go stand in between the post player and the player in the corner, which leaves that wing player wide open. And I'm assuming this is coach profiles because I don't actually see this happening when I'm playing the Midnight Ballers thing. The arcade series is more sim than the sim series. But, I mean, again, we had the coaching profiles issue. I chose to have correct generated rookies rather than coaching profiles. You know, whatever.
And we mentioned that last week, I think, when the roster came out, that it corrected the issues. Did that happen before last week when we recorded? Or in any case, for those who don't know, the roster update came through and did fix that issue, but it seems to have reset all the coach profiles. So maybe still hold off the association. If that matters to you.
But I wanted to play it really bad. The biggest disappointment so far with association was the trade logic. I've seen a ton of trades. Nash got traded. Zach Randolph got traded. I think DeMarcus Cousins got traded. As far as user trades, I immediately traded Jared Wallace for JaVale McGee. I had to give up a second round draft pick the second year for that as well. But you know that was kind of an iffy trade. And then right before the All-Star break, the Mavericks offered me Vince Carter straight up for Jordan Crawford.
Huh.
And I was like, yeah, I'll take that.
Because they did say that they made a point of that, didn't they? The trading logic had been tweaked.
And looking at the raw data for it, both player for the VC Jordan Crawford trade, both players were 2-star trade value. VC is only like 2 or 3 overall higher than Jordan Crawford. They both have expiring contract. VC had, I think, $100,000 more going to him on his contract than Jordan Crawford did. And both of them were happy with their teams. And I believe the Mavericks are winning on their side as well. So
it's Visual Concepts. They want you to have the guy with the initials VC.
I mean, if you look just at the overall, the stars, the team directions and all that fun, it can make sense. But I do feel like there needs to be like an additional rating that's like hidden in the game or something
that says
like star power. And it just prevents big names like Vince Carter being traded like that straight up for freaking Jordan Crawford.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and have it influence like all-star votes and all that stuff. I actually ran into another glitch with the all-star selection. So I'm playing with the Celtics, and I will say that the combination of Rondo with Jeff Green is absolutely unstoppable in this game. Rondo's got Dimer, which gives you a tribute boost for, getting an assist. And Jeff Green has Corner Specialist, and catch and shoot. So all I do is just pass it up to Jeff Green, who's sitting in the corner, and shoot the J, and I get threes and twos all day. It's automatic.
So no Wiggins for you, basically.
No Wiggins for me. No, the Celtics have only lost two games to the frickin' Bucks. Oh, that pissed me off. And that was a double overtime loss. And someone who was...
That's a rivalry that predates all of us.
And one that was at the beginning of the season, the first game I lost. But Jeff Green was the leading scorer. He's the leading scorer in the league because of that. And I'm playing three-minute quarters and simulation and playing. So, you know, stats can be effed from that too. But what's the best way to put this? Rajon Rondo and Jeff Green were supposed to be starters for the All-Star team. And then JaVale McGee and Kelly Olynyk were going to be reserves in the All-Star team. Yes, shut up. It's me playing.
It's like we say, it's Olynyk putting on a clinic, you know.
Exactly. No, he's got the post proficiency SIG skill. So you do one post move with him, and then it's just like automatic again. I'm playing on pro difficulty, so take that for what it's worth.
Isn't there a bit of a bug with his hair that changes color?
Yeah. And actually, I'm using the 2K13 Cyberface to get rid of that bug. someone made a fan one last year. But
I should have known with our community, such a problem would not be a problem for long.
But yeah, so those four made the All-Star team, and I checked the All-Star voting, and Jeff Green was voted in as the starting center. And I was like, Leftos! There's a glitch in the game!
Straight to the blame Leftos thread.
Yep.
AKA the bug thread.
And then realized that the NBA actually changed the rules. I don't know if you guys remember. It's supposed to be two guards and three forwards now. No more centers.
That's three front court players. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so that explained it. And then I go in game, and then they have JaVale McGee starting the game.
Ah.
So, yeah. But no, I'm having an absolute blast gameplay-wise with the game. I have found that the adaptive AI does stop me from doing the same cheesy crap over and over and over and over and over again. It is funny to try to watch them stop Rondo and Green, because I can actually notice the AI trying to get out and shade him more. But because of those coach profiles, they're just so out of position. Arcade aspect of it, like I said, is just, it's balanced, it's fun, and I guess to transition it for the last little impression thingy, this week we saw Shakedown 2012, The Manual by Jersey Made, and a couple of other guys, I think, that OS retweeted. A lot of people released their dribbling tutorials for the year, and you know how to do these special combinations and how to check for certain bites from the defender so that if you see this animation, you go to the left. You see this animation, you go to the right. And they all kind of skipped step zero, so I did my own video.
Yeah, I was watching that earlier today, yeah.
And essentially, it's the same as 2K13. You do a standing move, and then you just pick a side, either diagonal left or diagonal right, and you just try to get past the defender. If you've done it right, you know, the defender will get broke and they'll go down. If they don't, they stay on you. But, you know, it's you know, a sim basketball game. It's not supposed to work every time. So it's just funny because I watch these videos. I'm like, but tell the guys, you know, to do the simple thing. Tell them why it works. And, you know, they weren't. They were just talking about, oh, yeah, well, first you got to do right stick down, turbo left, and then forward. And it's like, you could have just done, you know, left stick and then forward. I mean, like, I don't know. Just try to keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
The kiss method.
So anyway, the dribbling is still fun. I've gotten kind of used to doing the pro stick shooting, but whenever it's clutch time or I want to dunk, I still end up using X just because I'm using the absolute control. And did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, you mentioned that it was still in there, yeah.
Well, actually, there's an issue with it. So absolute control for dribbling makes it a lot like NBA Live, which is fantastic. That's great. We're all used to that, and you know, that's great. The problem is that if you want to dunk, no matter where you are on the court, no matter how you approach the basket, it's turbo and right stick up. You can't do right stick any other direction. It has to be straight up.
Just like the old shot stick.
Exactly. And it actually reminded me a lot of Elite 11's shooting.
Yeah,
where you had to do
not a good
not a good correlation, but
no,
I've gotten a little bit used to it, but I still find myself using X a lot more than I'd like to, especially for shot fakes, just because it's so inconsistent if you're gonna do a shot fake or a triple threat move.
Yeah, and the as I understand it, the old control method, you can't alley-oop or
cannot alley-oop or do pro steps or hop steps. Actually, I did do a hop step, just tapping X, the shoot button, but you know. that's inconsistent. That's more of a contextual shot based thing than it is doing an actual hop step. But hopefully that gets patched, and hopefully we get the patch.
Yeah. Well, we kind of got the 2K13 patch. It's called NBA 2K14 PC. It retails for $30.
But you guys had questions for me, I guess.
You touched on the trade logic, and being an association and my career oriented player myself, that's kind of a little bit.
I'll load it up. Load up a disappointing here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Well, the thing that you might have also noticed, Ben, because I know you played my career in 2K13. I think was that the most played the most.
Yep.
Did you notice if your team was going well, the MVP candidates tended to be your starting five, like you and the starting five. Because that's basically my nuggets, my career, is that playing in my second season, of course, been playing the last few days, thanks to my Steam purchase, and doing fairly well, and the team is, we're now 32-0. So the MVP candidates are like myself, Ty Lawson, JaVale McGee, Kenneth Reed, and Wilson Chandler. So basically, all the MVP candidates, yeah, are our starting five. So is there anything weird like that in the either the All-Star selections or the awards that you've noticed? Things, I guess you've kind of got a small sample size considering the association settings you're using, but like anything else that stands out there that might take a geek like me away, an association geek and micro geek out of the experience?
I know for me, with regards to the things that I saw, I think because my stats were like well and above beyond the rest of the team and that, I didn't think their stats were MVP candidate quality in that, because, yeah, I admit, I wasn't so much a ball hog. It was just, I mean, I was averaging like 8 to 10 assists a game in that, so I definitely wasn't a ball hog.
Which position were you playing again?
Shooting guard.
That's right.
Yeah, sort of wanted to step away from the small forward role and sort of, yeah. So although I did go play in that position a fair bit, but it was mainly shooting guard was the sort of priority role in that. And so I didn't have any of that kind of experience with what you had with the rest of your team. I did get more of that in NCAA 10 when playing that, because I was actually able to play a solid team game with that. And yeah, for basically usually 4 out of the 5 MVP candidates or and that were players on my team and that. So yeah,
well, is there anything like that, John, with it, like weird really weird award winners or MVP candidates all being on the one team or anything like that?
I don't think so. I did do a couple of season simulations just to see what happened, and I think I had Durant, LeBron win both of or all of the MVP awards that I ever saw, and all of the all NBA things teams at the end of the year seem to be working properly and everything. So
cool.
If you guys are curious, I do have the all of the trades that have happened. Wow. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 trades. I'm doing a 14-game season. We just passed the trade deadline.
And it sounds like a lot of stars.
So I got, to start it off, was Gerald Wallace for JaVale McGee. That was me. I want to get rid of Gerald Wallace. I'm sorry. Then we had
not Crash.
Beasley and
Why
Haslam.
You don't like Crash?
Beasley and Haslam for Elton Brand a first-round pick from next year. The Warriors got rid of Jermaine O'Neal to the Wizards for Al Harrington and Temple. Mavericks traded Jose Calderon for George Hill and this year second round pick for the Pacers. Mavericks traded Brandon Wright for the Bucks, Luke Ridenour. Celtics trade Courtney Lee for Warriors Maurice Spites. That was a CPU-initiated one, and Lee wasn't happy with his playing time, so F off, mate. Warriors traded Tony Douglas for DJ Augustine from the Raptors, and that was with the Warriors giving a second-round pick. Lakers trade Steve Nash to the Nuggets for Gallinari plus a first-round draft pick this year.
It makes sense. Three-point shooter. There it is. D'Antoni will be so pleased.
Clippers traded J.J. Redick to the Nuggets for Andre Miller straight up. Uh-huh. Nuggets traded Randy Foy for Will Bynum on the Pistons straight up. Pistons trade Rodney Stuckey to the Cavaliers for Varejao and Karasev. Pistons trade Jarabeko to the Nuggets for Daryl Arthur. Pistons trade Siva and Kyle Singler to Kenyon Martin for Kenyon Martin on the Knicks. Bobcats get rid of Gerald Henderson and Bayumbo for the Kings, Marcus Thornton and James Thompson, or Jason Thompson. Jesus. Spurs trade Danny Green and Matt Bonner to the Magic for Big Baby. The Knicks get rid of Meta World Peace and Prigioni for Kirk Heinrich on the Bulls.
Yeah.
Mavericks trade Wayne Ellington for and a second round draft pick next year for to the Kings for Grievous Vasquez. Kings trade Chuck Hayes to the Cavs for Earl Clark, and they swap their second round draft picks next year. And then Celtics trade Jordan Crawford for Vince Carter. And that was a CPU initiated. I need to go through this and count. It sounds like everything was either Kings, Mavericks, or it was the Mavs, Kings, Warriors. It's just a massive amount of trades for these teams. No,
yeah. No, it's actually not as bad as I thought. When you mentioned Nash, I thought, oh, it's going to be a whole slew of all stars and really significant players changing teams, because that's always bugged me a little bit. And there was an interesting discussion in the forum about it recently. What constitutes a realistic trade? But I think you can draw a fairly decent standard of when an off-season signee. I remember back in the days of NBA Live 2001, I'd see Tracy McGrady get traded from the Magic, and after he just signed that big contract in that off-season, 2000, there are some things that you can say, well, that's pretty unlikely, and the first overall pick gets traded in the first week of the season when. Can't by the league rules. I thought it might be a bit worse there, but a lot of those trades sound like they're done just to have trades in association, and that's I guess it's better than not having CPU teams trade at all, but it kind of bugs me.
I think it would have been better to not have them trade at all. I mean, we're talking the Nuggets had five trades, the Warriors or the Mavericks had four, the Kings had three. Let me just do the Pistons real quick, because that's going to kick Leftos right in the nuts. boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so the Pistons had four trades. And
once they drop them for Robin Lopez.
That happened. But all of the trades happened on January 21st, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that teams can blow it up, but I don't think we've ever seen a team do four trades at the trade deadline like that.
Yeah, that's Don Nelson in with the Mavericks in '97. A very rare.
And never mind the fact that so let's see, the Kings, they had three trades, and those three happened on January 31st, February 6th, and February 19th. So that's all within 3 weeks. I don't know. It just seems. Like, at least we're not seeing, I don't know, this is too much for me. Like, to see Steve Nash for Gallinari, I don't know. I mean,
That's the worst. That's the one that stands out to me as the worst, I feel. Because at least some of the others are lesser players or smaller deals that you might see, just not as numerous and with the same team making all those deals.
World Peace and Prigioni for Heinrich?
I don't know. I guess that's pretty bad, too. I don't know, the Nash one seems to stand out to me the most, it's kind of a disappointment. But
I think if these happened, like if you pick out any three of these and just put them at the trade deadline, that would make more sense. But George Hill plus a second round pick for Jose Calderon, Bah! I don't know.
Good deal, Cuban. Good work. But
yeah, as he trades away Brandon Knight and VC. I don't know.
Well, you gotta take the good with the bad, I suppose.
Actually, and just one more check thing on this. Let me just go over to the Mavericks. Yeah, that's what I thought. The Mavericks have two players at every position, except the point guards, where they have five.
So definitely a bit of logic.
So Devin Harris, Vasquez, George Hill, then Larkin and Ridenour, and they got three of those guys through trades.
Yes, log jam. See, this is I mentioned this in my the Friday Five. The last week I did the next gen one. Yes, it would have been because I didn't have the current gen to play with. Obviously, for the next gen games, and I think you've talked about this before, John, is having a like full access to the engine and all the being able to really tweak the sim engine and the trade logic and trade frequency. It would be great to be able to set those options. I mean, it's nice to have the trade override and the control on all like those kinds of things, but to be actually set the frequency and frequency of blockbusters or frequency of trades in general, or as you were pointing out before, an extra layer of logic or a rating or a flag, you know, like a franchise player flag,
mm-hmm.
that's an attribute that stops, or even not a franchise or franchise or key player or some kind of flag or attribute or rating there in the game that just stops some of those weird deals.
Even if it was a simple and just said like, hey, you know, this is Vince Carter being traded. Okay, well, we'll say 75% of the time this trade gets rejected just because it's Vince Carter.
yeah.
And, you know, and then 25% of the time it gets let through. But then, of course, how often what I think it feels like is that at every given tick in the game, I don't know how often the game checks for trades, but it feels like every team is trying to trade at every possible tick. And then there's some kind of like almost randomizer that says that this trade is going to be proposed or not. And then, you know, again, if that trade will be accepted or not. I don't know how it works, but that's how it feels because it's just overloaded.
And that's in your 14 game association, isn't it?
A what?
All those trades. Those trades are all from the 14 game association. They're not from the simulated season? Or...
No, that's from the game I'm playing. Yeah, that's from the season I'm playing.
Yeah. Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
I guess I'll work around that or stick to my career again. Sorry, Leftos. I know I abandoned association last year, but I mean, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm, you know, complaining to them. Hopefully, well, actually, I don't know. They're probably gold now for next gen, because we're only a month out.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, this is why I started tweeting at them. Leftos, your shit's broke, Ching. But But
it's all your fault. We told you. We warned you.
Hopefully, they can get it fixed, and hopefully they can, or, you know, maybe they can patch it or something. Because my plan is still the same. I haven't changed my plan from last week, where it's the PC basketball game is going to be nothing like the NBA, and I'm going to get my NBA fix from the next gen games. Hmm. So
it's all going to be Midnight Ballers, All Pro Basketball, International World League Basketball.
I'll get
anything
it.
Else, yeah.
But before that. I did want to mention something that's going on over at Operation Sports.
Yes.
That kind of pissed me off just a little bit. So, as we know, the one thing that I love, absolutely love the most, is when we hear about the downfalls of last year's game or the downfalls of this year's game. You know, whenever we hear the official people talk about just how terrible the current game is, or the game that we hyped you up on so much for last year, you know, all that kind of stuff, that it really gets it to me.
Yeah.
Over on Operation Sports, they have Dribbling Questions and Tips. It's a sticky. It's run by Jerzy's, the guy that I did a response video to with the dribbling thing. And no qualms on him. It's a fantastic video. And they're doing pretty much a Q&A with Belubba. Who is Mike Wang, the amazing, pretty much the Jesus of basketball simulation games, the way it comes about.
Gameplay guru, yeah, absolutely.
And I love his changes, but hearing this kind of stuff really kind of pisses me off. In this thread, they talk about how hey, you know, in 2K14, we can no longer select which hand we want to finish a layup with. That has been a 2K simulation staple since forever, that you can choose which hand you want to layup with. And they're talking about it'll definitely be there for next gen, but maybe we'll try to get it into the current gen patch as well. How to do spins and stuff. What about Kyrie Irving's Sham God move? We weren't ready for that for next gen, but we'll try to get it into next gen. It's kind of like these kind of little things like this. It's like he's like making it sound like it's just easy to throw into next gen. So why wasn't it in current gen? I don't know. This kind of stuff. People complaining about the alley-oops with the 2K13 control settings, and his response is to, well, give the default controls a try. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. The earlier talk about how the control scheme wasn't finalized for 2K13 and that 2K14 is the way it's supposed to be, and then to see this stuff where he's talking about how, oh yeah, they had to take out, you know, being able to choose which hand to do layups with. It's a lot of recognizing the downfalls and saying that, oh yeah, we'll fix it. Oh yeah, we'll fix it. And it's just like, okay, for the past 2 months, we've been having this cram down our throats saying it's the best thing ever. I don't know. Yeah. It's so...
Hashtag rain.
I appreciate the honesty. I love that. And I love that he's open with it. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. I would give up Rajon Rondo. I would want that. But seeing him openly recognize the downfalls of the game that we just paid money for. And then stuff like the roster, the default roster, not generating rookie ratings properly, the director's cut thing not disappearing in replay mode. But at the same time, they did include the hold both bumpers to get rid of the indicator thing for people who take screenshots and mixmakers.
You win some, you lose some.
But that's the thing. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You lose coach mode, but hey, VC exploits are fixed. Wait, no, they're not. I mean, we still don't know why we lost Creative Legend. You lose.
Because LeBron James is the only legend. You know, you're stuck in the past. You know, LeBron James is not only better than Michael Jordan, he's better than Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all put together. Hater.
Haters going to hate.
Haters going to hate. Hey, don't worry. Yeah. On PC, we'll mod that LeBron James mode to the return of Jordan. We'll have one of the seasons.
No, I want my creating a leftos mode.
Creating a leftos mode. I don't know. It's great to hear the honesty. It's great to have that kind of information from him. But to openly acknowledge stuff the way he did, like, yeah, we know about this. Yeah, I know we screwed up. Yeah, I know about this. Yeah, I know about this. Then you didn't give us the game you were promising us. I know it's marketing. I know it's hype. Yeah.
And again, like I said last week, unfortunately, they can't... Well, he has addressed it very openly, which is good, but... have they really addressed the coach profiles and everything that much or given workarounds or anything like that?
Not that I've seen. Definitely nothing. Well, I don't know because I've unfollowed him on Twitter because I couldn't handle it anymore. I mean, I'm sure they'll fix it. And maybe I should give a tweet to Leftos and just be like, hey, fix y'all!
Well, that's the thing. They're paying attention, so they got to know whether they're allowed to acknowledge it or not. So,
yeah, and I'm sure they can fix it. And I'm pretty sure if I spent 10 minutes in the roster if file, and I could probably fix it myself. But,
shouldn't have to, I guess.
No, and that's the way I feel like. Hey, you know, you got this option here to play the 2K13 controls, but I want to alley-oop. Well, you should play with the default controls.
What if I find the new controls not to my liking? Yeah, it's sort of
I don't know. It doesn't lead confidence going into next gen. I'm buying the game day one, and you will not hear me say 2K stole my money because we're consumers. They're marketing. They're a business. They want us to give them money. So I mean, I'm not going to fault them for not telling us that sleep
promoting the game.
Yeah, uniforms are in the game. Even though all of the uniforms have sleeved uniforms reflections, it's okay. It's just...
Or in Midnight Balls, all sleeves completely.
Dude, you guys have no idea how much fun that is. Hate all you want. Hate is gonna hate. It's fun. So,
No, see, it's okay when it's your choice. Yeah,
exactly.
You chose to give them all sleeves. Yeah.
But this is why I'm so confused, because we heard all the stuff with association mode, and I did do a quick simulation, got someone injured, and watched them come back, and I did notice the slow comeback from injury that we saw in the 25 things before that you should know about live 2K14.
Yep.
So I did notice that. I'm sure the rotations would be better if I, you know, put them on rotations instead of fatigue. But I don't know. For someone who plays 3-minute quarters, and you know, just kind of, it is a 14 game season and limited injuries, and I don't know. I guess I encounter more of the downfalls than the good.
Yeah. Well, it always makes better conversation, doesn't it? It's an unfortunate way the internet. When it's good, you just say, "Oh, it's awesome! I'm having fun." But we can go on at length about the negatives. I guess much easier to pick them apart. Well, because what can you say about?
I could talk all day about those blocks and be excited and ecstatic about everything. Gameplay wise, the game is playing a lot of fun. There's, like I said, some AI quirks, but it's probably the coach profile's fault. But I think it's just seeing this stuff where they openly acknowledge, "Yeah, hey, we screwed this up." Okay. Yeah. You know, 2 weeks ago, you said that everything was perfect.
Best game ever, yeah.
So
hasn't swayed you, Ben, to buy the current gen yet?
No, not yet.
Are you hyped for next gen?
Sorry,
are you even hyped up for next gen?
Hell yeah! Like, yeah, it's all I'm waiting for. In that, at the moment, it's like, instead of just trying to make sure I get enough money for my console, in that at the moment, so yeah, so. There's nothing else I'm sort of really thinking about at the moment, aside from will I ever see again, but yeah.
You know, Ben, I was playing GTA 5, and I think I have a solution to your money problems. This totally worked out fine.
See, when
there is no reload in real life.
See, when the helicopters get on you, find the nearest wind farm, and then...
Yeah.
And then go
police bribe,
yeah. And go slash a few sharks.
But no, I don't get me wrong. There are things that I could talk about negative all about the game and all that fun. At the same time, I can do all the positive things in the world about the game. But I feel like I've been enjoying it too much that I have to myself say the negatives.
Yeah.
So
sure.
It is a fantastic game. It is well worth the upgrade from 2K13, especially on PC, since we got the full textures and all the modding we're going to be able to do. Once we get Red MC out. So, yeah, I'm very, 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 very happy with the game. But it's very, like you said, it's very easy to talk about the complaints and bitch.
Well, since you broached the topic of modding, before we move on to some NBA stuff, anything in the works that you'd like to highlight, either from yourself or the community?
Yes, yes, yes. We have a new kid on the block, Kidow. Not new. He's been around for a couple of years, but on other sites. But he's pretty new to us, and he has the most amazing cyber faces I have ever seen. I don't know if you guys saw it on my Twitter.
I might have missed that.
Okay,
one.
Copy image URL, control paste. Take a look at that. we're talking. These are. I don't usually go for cyber faces. I just kind of just download whatever and don't expect anything. And these are the most amazing things I think I've seen. So
that's pretty impressive.
You know, that is just the full blown what can PC do for you, and that is not text mod, that is not a 1024x1024 cyber face as the normal 512x512.
Wow, yeah. I mean, we've had some people do some pretty impressive stuff doing the two times and four times resolutions on live and such, but yeah, for 512x512.
And I mean, he's got Rondo, Westbrook, Perkins, Dunn. I don't know. He's just wow. other than that, we got some of the Chinese trainers that came out. Technically, everything we can do with Redditor and RedMC can be done right now. Most everything, not everything, but most everything. If I wanted to do a Blacktop revitalization mod right now with all different uniforms for different players in Blacktop mode, I could technically do it, but I don't have the insanity. I don't have the lack of sanity to go through each player and do like 3 clicks for each player. So 300 times. <Mm-mm. laughs> And it's all in Chinese, so Best of luck with that.
But your username's Zhao Ming. You can read Chinese.
No.
John gets that. John has got that a lot over the years. I imagine. Yeah.
So often, and it kind of hurts, but meh. Our own Brandon Bighort, he did some amazing street uniform stuff that I used in my dribbling video, and I have those all set and ready to go for my various street mods for the year. And I can just load that up right now, and I'll just give you guys a quick little preview as to where I'm going with street mods this year. Now, this is what I'm planning to do with 2K14 throughout the entire year. This isn't 2K14 in the next month or once Red MC comes out. This is an extended kind of thing. Starting off with Blacktop Revitalization, which I'm going to change out the Blacktop Court. Everyone's going to have they're going to be sorted by their shoe brand, and they're each going to wear apparel by their shoe brand, which was made by Bighort. So the Nike guys are going to wear Nike, Jordan guys are going to wear Jordan, Under Armour by Under Armour, etc. You know.
Right on.
And that's going to unlock everyone for Blacktop and Teams by the Shoe brand, and that's basically it. And I'm going to do multiple rosters so you can have multiple courts. Fantastic. After that is Midnight Ballers version 2, I guess, because I've already done one. That is going to do 30 new courts based on real-life courts. I went to courtfinder.com, I think it is. I don't remember the actual website. Basketball.
Yeah, you give it credit or you get banned.
Yeah, courtsoftheworld.com. And
yep.
I went through and went to every NBA city and took the top ranked court for that city. And I'm going to be recreating that court in 2K14.
Nice.
And that will be the courts used in the next version of Midnight Ballers.
With a Z.
Ballers. No, that's Ballers. Midnight Ballers. And then we have Community Ballers with the Z.
Of course.
And that's the return of the terrible players. And they're going to play on the more generic midnight courts, like the ones I have for Fly Fat Boy Fly and the one, my personal ones. And then I'll take some other ones maybe from YouTube or from the community or something like that. Maybe I'll go check Ben's dunking videos or your dunking videos, Andrew, and see the courts that you guys were playing on and recreate those.
My backyard.
Hey, I have a portable model I can use, portable hoop model. And that's going to be using casual shirts, and I'm going to create a player generator that's going to let me take stuff like the stereotypes of basketball, of pickup basketball, those video series, like the tall guy who can't dunk, the loud mouth, the old man, all these kind of stereotypes, and I'm going to get them into the game. And then I'm going to have the Hoop It Up mod, which will be making a return, which is essentially a men's league. But instead of doing the community ballas, kind of really terrible players, it's going to be with actual good players. We're talking like college, ex-college players, maybe pros that lost their touch and all that stuff. This one's a little bit more organized. East will be an indoor conference. The West will be an outdoor conference. I guess I'm going to try to make it all into like one city. But, so we'll have like a indoor league, an outdoor conference or whatever. And they kind of intertwine like that.
East side versus West.
East side, West side.
Jets and Sharks.
This is something actually I did in 2K11, I think, with the indoor outdoor thing. But generic personal arenas and the indoor gyms will be based on YouTube, and they're going to have crowds. Outdoor based on YouTube, possibly crowds. There'll be still night environments, though, but there's actually going to be environments. I'm actually going to do buildings and stuff. I'm not going to just have a darkness all around. And then
it actually took me back to Michael Jordan in Flight, that old EA game that's just played in the.
I don't know.
It's 3D and everything, but yeah, it's just. You haven't played
No,
that?
I haven't.
Oh, it's like one of the few games with Jordan in it after the left the.
What was it called?
Michael Jordan in Flight. It's actually an EA game. You can even save and edit replays in that one, 1993. It's,
wow.
You'd play in just like a darkened arena, yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
It's not a bad game.
Two?
It's not a... 93, yeah, 92, 93, yeah, about that vintage.
Wow. I'm...
Mind you, it's 3-on-3. Michael Jordan is the only real player in the game. And,
for Wilmington versus Waterbury.
Yeah. That's the one, yeah.
And then...
Still works on DOSBox, if you have it, people. So.
Then after that, since I'm going to have the player generator still going for that, I'm going to try to do a Drew League type of thing, where I'm going to mix some random NBA players into the league. So that'll be kind of like the Drew League, the EBC Rucker Park League, the Pro-Ams that happen during the summer, that kind of stuff. And I'm going to try to do accurate gyms for that. And then...
Team Flight Brothers for the Dunk Hero Contest.
Actually, not a bad idea. I was actually thinking about doing City Slam for the Dunk Contest. I don't know if you guys remember that. And then I want to do an NBA Street Mod, which, duh, these are all street mods. But actually a linear progression mod for season mode with a custom schedule. So you start off against terrible teams, and then you work up to NBA stars. And if you and a user guided rule where if you win the game, you get to do a trade to get your team better.
Sure.
And then I want to do the pickup series again, probably using Blacktop Revitalization, and that's probably gonna have to wait till Red MC. And then finally, Big Hort wanted to do a hometown slash random team mod where you have teams that are kind of randomized. Either randomized with current and legends, or you do it by their hometown. And then I could do a court for their hometown and all that fun. So that's all I have. That's not too much.
No, not too many projects. And this was the year that you were just going to be doing tutorials, right?
Shut up. So eight well, and that's what I thought until... and I was actually going to keep that up until I started playing the game and I realized that we actually have the definitive... PC version of 2K on our hands. The game plays well. We lost creating a legend, which was originally what the NBA Street thing was going to be for, but it'll work fine for season mode. And seeing the full resolution on the players and everything, like, we don't know what's going to happen next year. Next year we could get next gen. Next year we could get NBA 2K15, which is the exact same thing. Or next year we could get no PC game whatsoever. And I kind of it's kind of like my same feeling I had towards Live 04 until I took that Chinese mod and, you know, repackaged it. I don't feel like I've done myself justice on PC. So
it's going to be the definitive year of modding for you.
That's what I'm hoping. And like I said, and I'm doing an association right now. I'm not planning on continuing that on PC. I'm planning to move that up to next gen, either through Live or... 2K. I mean, just running by track records, I'm planning on NBA Live being my online game, just because they tend to have really good online servers and online gameplay. Yep. And then I'm planning on having 2K Next Gen be my association kind of offline gameplay. And then PC 2K14 just be my... shake my head. There goes John doing his thing again.
It's Blacktop 2K14.
Essentially, yeah. I might as well rename the EXE right now. But you know, I'm not planning on doing any All Pro basketball. I'm not planning to get involved with the NCAA mod at all. It takes too much time, and there wasn't the telemetry data was not backing up the time spent. So
well said. Well, you've got that going on. Ben actually released a patch for NBA Live 06 last week. I've done no patching in ages, at least not releasing, so I've at least got to, I don't know, edit the salary INI file for NBA Live 2003 and upload that or something. So, is it putting me to shame, fellas?
Hey, this is what I do.
Yeah. What have I been updating the last few months? Like pretty much every script on the site. Whenever an update comes through, oh god, is this going to conflict with another plugin or something? Yeah, not as much fun as modding a video game. I must say, filling around in PHP and HTML.
Well, what would you like to make? I know you mentioned the NBA Jam mod last year.
NBA
last
Jam, week, I mean. Yeah. See, I also like the idea of the Legends rosters, where like the all-time teams, but actually TNT 23 is spearheading that again this year. So, I mean, there's always room that if he's not really doing that or that doesn't get very far with it, if I'm able to take a shot at it, I guess it doesn't really hurt to do that or some kind of concept. I think I'll steer away from my That's Entertainment patch that I thought for NBA Live 07.
It'd actually be easier to do on 2K because there's a lot of cyber faces for celebrities already in the gate.
There's not the cast of MASH though, and that was The Boston Celtics had become the cast of MASH. From Hawkeye Pierce to Hot Lips Houlihan, they were all there. With clutch ratings of 99, because, you know, when you work in a MASH unit, you really need to work under pressure. You see? Concept. But I think I'd give the Jam, Monty Go, you know, the... Because you've always liked the street games, and I'm, for my arcade thing, my arcade experience, I've always been partial to Jam. So I guess the Jam stuff. I don't really want to do current rosters for that, because I'm already looking at still doing those here and there for the old lives. So and there's already people like Albus and everyone who do a really good job, and they're really experienced with it. So yeah. So I'd kind of like to leave that to them. And also I know how much of a headache it is to do current rosters, having done them for 70 years. So don't really want to take on any more. It would definitely be a special project. I'd like to get into a bit more of the art mods, because I have done a few of those. I did a few practice courts for NBA Live 08. I don't know if you saw any of my courts for Live 08.
I did.
Because I actually used your tutorial to make those. I made the Elite 11 practice court, and I managed to get a kind of a decent-looking hanger concept from NBA Live 10. So maybe something like that. And, of course, my favorite feature that's not in the game, my closet. so I have to make an NLSC shirt, I guess, for my career player. So I guess I'll experiment with something
anytime you want to know this stuff, you know, if you need help with it, by all means.
Oh, absolutely. But I will be checking out your tutorials first, because, you know, your PM inbox is only so big. Well... I actually had the power to increase it, but, you know, that's like 2-3 clicks.
Andrew, ain't no
one got time for that.
It's
not when I'm playing NBA 2K13 on Steam. I'll never hear the end of it. And Leftos already gets a kick out of my stupidity on this podcast anyway, so, my bad predictions. So, hi, Leftos, and yes, your laughter is both infectious and warranted.
And dearly missed on this podcast.
And dearly missed, yeah. Just the way you burst out. Seriously? Yeah. When something... Yeah. I think I mentioned on the podcast before, but even like after doing so many podcasts with Leftos, when I'd see him write seriously in the forum, I'd always imagine it in his voice. A great character, but yes.
Great
character, and yeah, but fix those bugs. Your name's on the thread. So that's basically my plans. I'll dabble, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Dabble, I'm here to help.
Yep.
as long as we can, you know, yeah. Wrestle you away from WrestleMania 2000.
Yes, yeah. See, that's the thing, you pop in an old game and you mod it.
It's infectious.
It's a curse, yeah.
One thing I tried doing with the patch that I released the other day was try and get it in HD. Like, I was trying to make it, yeah, just twice the resolution. Fortunately, that didn't quite work.
Yeah, the title screen did not like...
Yeah. Well, it did work, but I only just saw, like, the arm and the elbow of Kyrie.
It didn't crash the game.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, unless there's somehow some setting in the code that I might be able to do that, then it might be worth a try again, but...
Extreme close-up, like a way yeah. 12.
So, yeah, I...
Denied, but you were denied. So. That was a terrible impression, but I'm due for one every week, so...
So if anyone knows if there's a way to sort of edit the code for that sort of thing, or just if it's... feasible to do, I'll take a crack and I'll do a HD version of it, but yeah.
And that salary patch for NBA Live 2004 is coming.
And I actually stumbled across something that I forgot that I had even done years ago, and this was an old was it MediaShare that I'm
MediaFire.
Yep, I forgot that I'd set up an account with them years ago. And then on it has some of my Live 06 and Live 08 patches, and then also has some Live 2004 shoes patches and shit on it.
Cha-ching!
Yeah. Figured John had already taken care of it, and that one just...
I had a crying baby muffling me, though. Come on.
Yeah. That one just happened inadvertently. I didn't even think about it until it said it, and I was like, ah, crap. So yeah, but I think with the stuff that was in this, that it already been released. Actually, there was also some Dawna patches as well from Live 08, and
Yes, the Dawna project, yeah,
and yeah, Live 08 jerseys and that. So I know I'll check the forums or the download section to see if they're up on the site. If not, I could.
Yeah, check them out for sure.
So,
do it up.
So yeah, who knows? There could be some older stuff that was released, re-released. Sadly, it wasn't any of the PSD files, which would have been awesome because I currently don't have access to any of those older stuff. Unless, I don't know, I might send down my old hard drives down to Andrew, and you can see what he can.
As long as there's no pictures of you on there that I shouldn't be seeing.
Crap. I don't know. It's been about 4 years since I've seen what's on those hard drives.
You know what? I hate to say it, but I have like 3 hard drives too that are just, they have my live stuff on it. They have my early 2K stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's on there. So I don't want to send it off.
Times like this, I wish I hadn't deleted my old Cyberface attempts, because I would have loved to have shown you Lizard Man, aka Ron Harper attempt number 57.
there shouldn't be any.
I'm taking requests for crappy Cyberface.
Speaking of Cyberface, God.
So if you don't care about accuracy of faces, I'm
your
man. Sorry, John, yeah?
No, Ben, you go.
Oh, Ben, yeah. That comment that you made, is there any basically incriminating photos of myself? Takes me back to my print job that I used to do a few years ago at this print and design place. And we used to print people's photos in that digitally. And a lot of people would bring in their like memory cards or USB sticks and have all their photos on it. And because we'd plug it into the computer and have to come up, obviously you get the photos preview up on the monitor to select which photos they wanted to. We had a few people go, "Oh, you have to see, you have to see the photos." It's like, yeah, and it's like, "Oh crap," and it's like, "I'll come back later," and they never came back. Or
well, as I said earlier, I do repair computers for a living, and occasionally those are virus cleanouts, and I have gotten to customers' places and seen exactly what gave them the infection. So, I don't consider myself a prude or close-minded, but there's some places I don't need to see that. I did not need to know that you were into that. So,
why is there a donkey?
Why don't you just teach me how to do it?
Yeah.
Why is there a donkey?
You don't know how lucky you are, Ben, to be having some eyesight problems at the moment.
I could make a joke as to why I have the eyesight problems with that old wives tale. Yeah.
So, any other? Don't know how you can really recover that, but
NBA preseason.
That was for leftists right there.
Shall we move on to the NBA stuff or any other modding stuff? One of the rosters coming out when they're ready, another moment sooner. stock answer. There we go. Here's a ham-fisted segue. Since, we're updating the rosters for a new season, the new season's right around the corner. The season that's in the preseason right now, it started. And, all I got to say, guys, is hashtag the return. And that's the most exciting thing for me, is that we get to see Derrick Rose in action and frankly look pretty good. You know, the speed was there. He was driving fearlessly, and I'm encouraged. Basically,
he looked good.
I was pretty happy to see that.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked fast. He looked like himself.
That's true.
And not mentally and physically broken, as one forum member suggested he was.
So suck that.
Yeah.
Hand fist that.
Hand fist that, yeah. LeBron fanboy that. if that's not subtle enough. But you guys have obviously been checking out some highlights as well. Yeah. Ben, John and I have been talking a lot for the last 30 minutes or so. What kind of stuff have you been seeing in the preseason? Any highlights or thoughts that have occurred to you?
Crap. Now, but I'm just,
how about this heat?
Well,
huh?
Well, it's more articles and stuff that I've seen, and like Wade's apparently feeling about as fresh and as athletic and or like quick as he has about 2 years, and quicker than he has the last couple of seasons. So,
didn't he have the Kobe Bryant?
No, he didn't quite have. Well, he did.
He had some procedure.
Yeah, I think it was a really minor thing. I can't remember now, but yeah. So hopefully it's a good thing, and that hopefully he has that injury free season. The other thing is the Heat. They've just announced that they're going to have two more jerseys this season, and
well, one two more. They're bringing back the Christmas one that was last year's, right?
Well, it's not exactly.
Now with sleeves.
No. The Christmas one didn't have this much white to it. It's essentially like the white jerseys or the black and white ones that they've worn the previous seasons, except for it's red and white. I'm just sending you guys it now. And then also bringing the...
with 2K LeBron.
The Hardwood Classic jersey back. But the thing is with this Hardwood Classic, the freaking word mark's wrong. Like, it's supposed to be red with a white outline, but it's just white, and it looks freaking incomplete, and I'm hoping it's just a bad QA thing. I'm hoping that they have it properly done up for when this season begins, because it's not authentic. It looks like some cheap fake. So, yeah. I'm hoping that's one thing that they fix. Adidas, I'm looking at you.
You're a big fan of Adidas.
Love them like an anal probe, like from Baron Davis, or like Baron Davis, like Baron Davis likes an anal probe from Aliens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I remember the
his whole abduction thing. Yeah, yeah. hopefully that gets fixed. I haven't seen too much else this preseason at the moment, but glad to see the, you know, it's only just a few weeks away until season starts, so
yes,
hype will build up more over the coming days, especially with me and my few mates are doing a fantasy league draft on this weekend, so looking forward to that.
Looking forward to the official MLC fantasy draft.
Why haven't I been invited on that?
Well, we have a sub form dedicated for the two leagues we run every year. Football and basketball.
Well worth it, I say.
I didn't know about that.
You're supposed to be a mod.
Ain't got time for that.
I only check like two or three posts in whole threads in the whole entire thing.
We have a dedicated sub forum for it. It's in the NBA talk section.
Called Fantasy Sports.
Oh yeah, I see it. Okay, I'll get on.
It's where we also talk about Quidditch, oddly enough.
Do we still need one more? Nope, we have our 16. So you need three more people if you want to get in on this.
Ah, dang it!
I love my division. It's me, Leftos, and then I think I got Shadow and For My Honey. I think.
Oh yeah, yep.
But no, the preseason has been providing plenty of highlights in the 3 days it's been going on. So I'm happy. Yeah. We had Jeff Green jumping over a player to block him. I forget who it was. Was it Lowry?
No, it was DJ Augustine.
Augustine, I think. Sorry.
Oh, the Raptors, yeah.
Victim number one of the year.
And Olynyk was in there to complete the
picture. Yes. Oh, Kelly. Kelly. I hate that little headband so much, but I love Kelly. Blake Griffin and Deandre Jordan doing their Duncan thing. Kevin Durant was doing really good against Istanbul team.
That one where he just came flying down the lane and just stretched out like Michael Jordan in Space Jam and with those arms of his and just threw it down.
And our
Serge Ibaka,
our Pinoy brothers are going absolutely crazy right now because the Thunder are down there, and as you can, I don't know when they play their game, actually. Did I say Thunder? I meant the Rockets. Excuse me.
Rockets, yeah. That game's actually going to be on Aussie TV or Foxtel for those of us with pay TV. Yeah, they've got a few preseason games, which is nice. And actually, they're looking to... Covey Rules posted this in the forum. They're looking to launch an NBA Australia website, which apparently is going to have at least one free game a week.
Ooh.
So for those who... If that goes through, those who don't have Foxtel or Ozstar, the pay TV providers here in Australia or League Pass might get to see one streaming game free a week, which is, I think, the TNT game. So, yeah, decent. Should see some decent games there.
Did we?
And apparently we're getting some more on Foxtel pay TV subscribers. We're apparently getting three games a week instead of two. So
finally.
They won't be showing. Yeah, hopefully won't be showing the same. Last year, they the most frustrating thing where they'd it's like, this week, it's all Lakers week, and this week is Spurs week. Ugh. And yeah, the well, for the 2000 playoffs, basically ESPN stood for the entire Spurs playoff network, because I think there was about three games during the playoffs that weren't Spurs games. So yeah, ESPN Australia is kind of...
That's because we get the Argentina-South America feed.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, that's why we also have so many bloody frickin' soccer games.
We do have every football or soccer league on ESPN, yeah. But I feel it. Do you guys feel that excitement building? Like, we haven't had much to talk about this offseason. We had Dwight Howard signed, and then other people signed, I assume. Because I've been paying attention to all that stuff, but it's nothing's been particularly exciting. I mean,
that's why it's felt weird, because yeah, it feels like I've been the one that's been most in tune and most excited and during this off season. Like, because going into this, you know, we've been doing this for a year now, and it's always been,
yep,
oh, NBA talk time. Okay, I'm just kind of gonna fade to the back of the room. I wonder if I leave the microphone if they'll notice.
When are they going to start talking about Blacktop again?
But at the same time, for some reason, I've been really into it, and it's kind of weird.
Well, I know I'm more into it because Rose is back, you know, so I've actually got a team that can be more competitive this year to look forward to. Ben's got the Heat.
Trying to go for a three-peat.
Yeah. And and you've got the Wigan stakes to look forward to, John.
That's why
you realize when I trunk at this. You realize when I trunk at the silence, that's just going to be ha ha ha.
I think it's just more of I'm looking forward to just watching the entire NBA as a whole and just kind of like just leave the Celtics behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Celtics fan. I don't know what they're doing right now. Kelly.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Olympic MVP.
Who was that on the bench? Walter. Anyway,
meanwhile, someone's dropped an 80-point game on the court.
I love Walter. John, you're getting blown out. I love Walter.
I really like
what Brad Stevens is saying, though. Like, he seems like a good guy, good coach. I liked his demeanor when he was coaching the preseason game I saw the other day. So, there's that.
Yep.
I was just thinking, we should have that chant and that thing that we were discussing before recording.
Oh, getting I Love Walter into the into the game, yeah, with the audio editor. We have the technology.
Yes. I Love Walter.
I don't know whether we were looking at it before the podcast or John, you found the we can edit the press conference file.
Yeah.
Apparently,
it was before.
basically, every answer, you know, you had a great performance tonight. You were really knocking down the shots. So what do you have to say? I love Walter.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Another assorted.
So dumb.
Pop song, yeah.
I was hoping to keep that an Easter egg. Damn it. That's why I didn't.
No, we need to give the people what they paid for. as Conan O'Brien says, the show is free.
There is something
that I would have said put Thrift Shop by Macklemore in there, but of course the PC version doesn't have My Closet, so you can't pop some tags. So I'm going to mod some tags. I don't know. Since we can edit the clothes file, yeah. NBA preseason.
Well, okay, forget preseason.
But well, it's like you said, John. There's a lot of stuff around the league that to get excited by, basically. So even if your team's not in the best shape, it's been other intriguing storylines and matchups.
Well,
and whatnot.
Do you guys keep up with Grantland?
Some.
Yeah. Did you see the Michael Jordan video from 6 days ago?
Yeah, I did.
So let's talk about it.
So Jalen Rose said, or he's predicting that Michael Jordan will come back for the Bobcats for one game. Put aside the fact that they're saying that he would have to waive the ownership, which I don't think legal, with all the paperwork and everything, that you could actually do, even if it is Michael Jordan. I know they let him get away with a lot. The odd travel here and there. But no. The other thing I want to say, and I like Bill Simmons. I actually do like Bill Simmons. I liked his book of basketball. I loved his reactions during the draft this year. I love the way he annoys everybody else on ESPN when he's there on the panel and they look at him like, "Will this guy go away?"
Wow.
Which is why it's great that he's doing this with Jalen Rose, because Jalen Rose always looks like he's the one who wants to punch him the most on that panel. But he keeps talking about how Jalen Rose got all this great insight and everything, and I just go back to 2010 when Jalen Rose looked in the camera and said, I've got this on good authority, I guarantee you, or words to that effect, LeBron James, Chris Bosh are going to New York. Finger on the pulse, my friends. Finger on the pulse. And I'm sure Jalen Rose got lots of connections. He's a former NBA player, for crying out loud. But to say that he's... just the idea that he's right about everything. He's got this great insight when... the biggest call, one of the biggest free agent moves in the last decade, two decades, probably since Shaq went to the Lakers in 1996, and he just said, "I know what's going on." Boom, and he could not have been more wrong. And you're saying that he's got the inside story? He knows that Michael Jordan's coming back?
But you don't think that...
Phelan Rose. That's it. Phelan Rose. That's what... I'm throwing that out there.
Hashtag that.
David Stern's retiring. Michael Jordan helped, make David Stern and bring the league up with him and all the changes with that. So why not waive that for one night, let all the owners play on the nickname night? Why not? And...
Did you see Mark Cuban play in the celebrity game a few years ago? Do we need a repeat of that? Phelan Rose.
I need to do a My Crew with Mark Cuban, don't I?
Yes.
Wearing those short shorts.
Mark Cuban, past the greatness.
55-year-old friggin' my career player. He plays one year. He retires. But you really don't think that it's in any realm of possibility that they'll let the Bobcats wear Bulls uniforms for one night and put Jordan's old ass on the court against, the Pelicans or something? Probably the Suns. So it wouldn't just be...
Is it going to be Jordan versus Austin Rivers for the entire game one-on-one? Because I could get on board with that. You know, he can keep the league-leading all-time scoring average then.
We gotta keep this as blasphemous as possible. So we take the Bobcats with Jordan, give them the Bulls away uniform to wear, and then you have the Suns come in with their t-shirt alternates. And that's who they're going against.
Then it's Jordan for the win, and he pushes off, and they call it.
But, and they don't call it, and they don't have Jordan on the back of it. It's the nickname night, so they'll just say Air Jordan.
Yeah. And it'll be spelled with an O.
Actually, I have a friend who has his name is spelled that way.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, no. I mean, it's fun. It gets hits, I guess.
It gets hits, I guess. It's got over, what, what's that, almost 5,000?
Yeah, well, no, I know it gets hits. I'm saying, I guess, you know, you do it, you get hits, you get notoriety, but nah, you know. surely you could have actually, you know, thrown out a credible yet still kind of fantastic prediction, but I guess, what else do you say about the Bobcats, you know? Those, yep, they're going to suck again. Good work, MJ. You know what else? What else do you say?
Well, they're not going to suck as hard though as previous seasons.
an all-time low with however many losses in a row. Yeah, one would hope not. But you know, I don't see, you know, to paraphrase whoever said it about the Celtics, Adam Morrison ain't walking in the door. So.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
It's true, isn't it? I mean, he's not walking in or any door in the NBA, in fact.
I'm at Scal.
Yeah. The White Mamba, the Vanilla Godzilla.
If I had Scal and Walta on the same broadcast, oh, I've seen it all.
Would you drop Tommy for that to get Walter and Scal on there?
Scal, Walta, and Tommy. And every time Walter says something good, Tommy goes, "I love Walta." every time Scal says something good, that's a Tommy point. Tommy says nothing about the on-court action. He commentates on these two commentating.
So in other words, Tommy doesn't change his commentating style at all.
The best thing is when he turns to Gorman and starts giving him Tommy points. Oh my God.
Meanwhile, the Clippers broadcast team is making racist comments about the latest foreign player to join the team.
Oh no, what'd they say?
Oh no, I'm saying that this is meanwhile while Tommy's doing this. that's Ralph's doing is breaking that out again. Stacey King's yelling about hot sauce all the time on the Bulls
so
sideline.
What do you guys think about the Clippers moving away from Lob City? Because we had Doc Rivers and Chris Paul come out and say that they're not Lob City anymore. In the preseason game against the Trailblazers, when Blake Griffin had that breakaway dunk, the announcers didn't go crazy going slam dunk. And when DJ had that awesome alley-oop, they didn't say anything with Lob City or anything. They called it as a really good play as it was. It was a great block, a great transition, and great oop from them. But I mean, they spent the last 2 years with it, just going all out on Lob City, and now all of a sudden, no, we're serious. We're gonna win.
On one hand, yeah, I kind of don't like it because it's that identity and it's fun, and you don't want to take that passion and enjoyment out of the game. But at the same time, I guess it's a maturation, a growing up. Like, okay, we've had our fun, and we still are gonna dunk because that's kind of what Blake Griffin does.
What do you do?
But yeah,
what I do.
Yeah, but I guess it is just that. I mean, they're looking to take that next step. I mean, this is pretty much the first time in history that the Clippers have been a viable contender or even a playoff team for more than 1 year for an odd appearance there and there. So the fact that they're trying to be serious, I mean, as unfortunate it is for the passion and the fun of it, I can respect it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because Chris Paul did that interview and he talked about his first meeting with Doc Rivers and how Doc said, "You haven't done anything in your career." Something along those lines.
To which Chris Paul said right back at you.
Chris said that, and he's right, I haven't done anything and all that stuff. He haven't made the finals, haven't done what he's...
In terms of team...
Yeah.
Yeah, success.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it just sounds like Doc went through and just said, "I'm the best coach." Yeah, I don't know. I like Doc, but it seems kind of like, a little bit too big for those britches, but...
I guess. Ben, any thoughts on the end of Lob City?
Well, I suppose, now, because they're going to have, especially with Doc being there, they're going to have all this pressure to really perform. I can see them sort of trying to be a little bit more mature in that, but I think these guys are still going to be a little bit young at heart. They'll still have their fun and all that. So, I know it'd be interesting to see how long they can sort of go this route for before we'll see if they revert to some of the little childish things that they're, well, not so much childish, but the sort of fun.
Playful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially say for instance, DeAndre does another poster where he did on Brandon Knight and that, are they gonna react in the same sort of way or anything like that. So yeah, we'll see what happens with them.
Yeah. How do you think they'll do? I mean, last season was kind of a disappointment for them in the playoffs.
Did they exit the first round, wasn't it? Yeah.
They did, yes.
I think they'll definitely make it to second round. And just trying to think. They'll probably... they could take it to a full seventh game in the second round.
Yeah.
But not too sure at the moment whether they'll go from there.
It's hard to pick the West, really, because you've got the Thunder at some point are going to come back. Durant looking obviously very aggressive in the preseason already. Westbrook coming back at some point. Spurs, I guess you can never really count out, as they proved last season, coming very close to it. The Rockets, you know, with getting Howard and pairing him up with Harden. It's kind of wide open.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's going to be a long season, but it's going to be a fun one to sort of see who's going to get the one-upmanship on the rest of the league. Well, who's going to make the top four in the West and that. Well, I should say really top eight, because as you mentioned, those other teams and that. So, I'm just sort of half out of it, eh? I can't think of crap to say right now.
Oh, over to you, John, I guess.
I don't know. We already talked about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. Onto the next one. I think that was it. It sounds like it's on to the bed for you and on to lunch for me. Let the fat man eat.
I'm pretty hungry. I've been hungry the last half hour. Right? I feel like I'm well beyond midnight snack.
Midnight snack is in order, yeah. But I guess if that is all the topics we have this week, then we'll put a pin in it until next week, when no doubt we'll have the NBA Live 14 and NBA 2K14 news that's about to hit in about 2 hours to discuss. And we're sorry, we really, you know, we would have talked about it if we'd known. Give us a couple hours. But I guess that has been another fun episode. The Clippers may be giving up Lob City, but we're not. But that has been the episode number 49 of the NLSC podcast. If you enjoyed it, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or Blueberry. Keep streaming it on the NLSC, of course. You can follow us on Twitter at the NLSC. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. NLSC, of course, is NBA-live.com. You may know that if you're listening to it on the NLSC, but if you come across it from some other means, that's us, NBA-live.com. Although we do talk about 2K, of course, and do lots of great stuff with our modding and everything, so check it out. So that's going to wrap it up for a very lucky episode number 49. I guess next week's a big one, fellas. 50.
Yep. That was a terrible example.
I was going to say, do we drink to that one? But I remember John doesn't drink.
But I guess we'll...
sip the wawa.
Yeah.
we'll talk about all the wonderful news that's going to come in the next 2 hours. But that is going to do it. I'm Andrew.
I'm Arcane.
I'm Joe Smingle. Go watch Fly Fat Boy Fly. New episode tonight. Going back to the gym.
Locking.
YouTube.com/Joe Smingle, of
Locking
course.
14-year-old girls again.
14's a little generous there.
All right, eight.
See you next week.
See ya. Guys.